The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We have much going on today. It's kind of a fairly, well, disastrous day. Probably isn't an overstatement, but certainly a troubled day in history with Chernobyl and Muhammad Ali being stripped of his title and the Watts riots. It certainly bespeaks some of the things that are still going on. But I thought the Supreme Court, as most of you know, took on the question yesterday of gay marriage and has not come to a conclusion. So I wanted to give you folks the opportunity to weigh in on this and pretend that you're arguing in front of the Supreme Court. That would be me. To eat on either side. So we've got people are not calling about it, which I wish they would do, because I think it's a little bit more interesting. But still, that they've responded to it. So let's look at a couple of those responses.
All righty. The first one is from Marquita. She says, a man can marry a woman, but a man cannot marry a man. This has nothing to do with sexual orientation and everything to do with sex discrimination. There was a time when marrying an alien, think back to when America hated the Japanese, where marrying an alien would automatically revoke your American citizenship.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Marquita goes on to say, this is the same type of discrimination. The U.S.
Well, but can we stop for a minute? That it was you could not marry a person of a different race for a very long time in America.
Yep. Let's see. And then she goes on to say, the U.S. is withholding rights from its citizens based on who they choose to marry. It has nothing to do with religion and nothing to do with sexuality.
Read the last sentence again.
It has nothing to do with religion and nothing to do with sexuality.
Well, see, my whole stance on this is that marriage should be a state issue, that we really supposedly have a separation of church and state in this country. And so that marriage can be defined as a legal union. And if you want to have, because I think religions have a right, because that has been most of the argument about it, is that religion specifically, Judaism and Christianity define marriages between a man and a woman. So fine, if you decide you want to be married in the church, then that's your problem to convince them that you can do it. But I don't think the state should be in that business. I think the state, as Marquita points out, that shouldn't determine, because even between men and women that there were issues, that one could not be black and one could not be white in many places, that during World War II that married somebody from another country, you automatically lost your citizenship. I don't know what happens if we have that if Stephen Hawking is correct and we get signals from outer space and people come here, what that's going to mean. That was kind of a joke. All right, Eric, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Eric?
Okay, I'll often call you every now and then. But getting right to the point, I hate to say this, but I'm not a big fan of it.
Not a big fan of what?
The gay marriage.
Okay, tell me why not.
Because it's blasphemy against the Father. Because, you see, a covenant and a union is between a man and a woman. It's in the Bible about, you know, marriage.
Eric, that's what I just said. If we take religion out of it, which is supposedly we have a separation of church and state in this country, that if we say that if you want, because I'm not going to argue with your religious beliefs, but let's say that I wanted to marry a woman, and so that I think I should be able to allow to do that under the law. Now, if I come to you and you're the minister, the priest, or the rabbi, and you say, Joy, you can't do that. That as far as I'm concerned, that God says marriage is between a man and a woman, then I may not be able to have a religious ceremony, but that's different than a civil ceremony. And I think that you have every right to your opinion religiously, but should that impact my legal rights in a civil matter? And I mean, in the same... Sure.
What I was going to say was that if you read in Timothy, it talks about the things that's going on today, and it talks about the desires of the flesh. You know, it has like a paragraph of words, and if you look today, the way today's world is, it's all happening, and people are having that, you know, man loving themselves. And
well,
that's
but again... But Eric, I hear. And again, I think you are absolutely entitled to your religious beliefs. But
yeah.
Should that have anything to do with my legal rights?
Yeah, every day. Uh-huh.
Are you at a store?
I'm at Taco Bell.
Eric, you're at Taco Bell. Eric, your entire credibility just got shot to hell. What can I tell you? Get your taco.
I'm done.
All right, get your taco, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, well, I'm okay now. Yeah,
right. Where do you eat the Taco Bell? No, you're not going to be so okay. All right, so tell me before this stomach cramp set in. you hear what I'm saying? Let's say that in your religion, let's make you kosher for a moment, okay? Should the state that you can't mix milk and meat? Now, does that mean at an army base that you're saying that no army base can mix milk and meat because according to your religion that's not kosher? You wouldn't do that. Now, you might say that you can choose to eat in a kosher room or you can eat off base or whatever. But the point is that your religious beliefs you're absolutely entitled to, but should they be superimposed on the law of the land where, first of all, there are different religions. We have different citizens who have different religions. And second of all, we in this country specifically forbid, we want a separation of church and state. So what I'm saying is if we say that you are, that every religion is absolutely allowed to have whatever rules they want about marriage, okay? And about that you can marry somebody who's pink but not somebody who's orange. That you can marry somebody who's tall but not someone who's short. That's your religion, up to you. But should the law of the land, not the religious part, should it have anything to do with your religion, my religion, or anybody else's religion? And it seems to me we have a country that says no. That religion is separate from the state.
Yeah, that's what makes America great and unique because, you know, we can choose and we can have these kind of discussions. You know, we can speak out against, you know, all the wrongs and the rights or whatever. But I think that when you're talking about something sacred as marriage, which you're standing at the altar and you're telling God, I'm going to honor this person.
But Eric, I may choose... Because you're the minister, you're not going to let me do this. That so I may be in front of a justice of the peace, okay, or a judge. So they are not they have presumably no religious bent. I agree that if your religion says no, this is not okay, you are absolutely entitled to that belief. But should that be the law of the land? Because we have a country, as you point out, that has a great deal of religious variation and freedom.
Yeah.
We allow people to worship whomever and however they want to.
Yeah, I just think, you know, that's why it's great to talk to you because you're very open-minded and a lot of subjects we cover, you know, we can talk about it. But I think that in this case, you know, we're talking about the Father, you know, the Creator, and you know, this type of issue is like a new fad because, you know, we weren't talking about this years ago. When I was a kid, you didn't even hear a lot about gay marriages.
No, but you heard about black and white marriages. You heard about Japanese and American.
Yeah.
Let me put you on hold, all right? Hang on for me. And you take a big bite of taco, and I'll come back to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
855-99-DR-JOY.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're allowing you to argue pro or con gay marriage in front of the Supreme Court, and I'm standing in for the justices today in my little robe. And Eric, let me ask you what everyone in the world wants to know, which is what kind of taco did you get at Taco Bell?
I got a Chick Star.
You got a Chick Star?
The Chick Star is very delicious. Chipotle Chick Star.
Okay. And you've already scarfed that down?
just some of it. I don't eat a lot, you know, because I work out, so I take just a little bit to stop my hunger pangs.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, we now have Eric's recommendation about what to eat at Taco Bell. All righty, so back to gay marriage, because I didn't want to cut you off, and I sort of did want to know what kind of taco you were eating. All right. Well, I suppose I should ask, with the soft taco or the crunchy kind?
Well, the Chickstar it's a type of a wrap, soft, you know,
the tortilla.
And chicken in it and chipotle sauce. It is excellent.
All right. Well, now I have to see if I can find a Taco Bell, which sounds a little scary. But I'm going to do it on your recommendation, and then I'm going to come find where you live. Okay. So anything else you want to add about? I hear that you feel strongly about it, and I'm not in any way disagreeing with your religious point of view. I'm just saying, if this country truly has a separation of church and state, should religious points of view have anything to do with the law? It's okay that it has to do with our morality. It's okay but because all religions are not going to agree. Now, granted, there is probably more consensus on this one issue than there is on most issues when you sort of stack religions against one another. But I just think that there's an easy solution by saying religions are entitled to have whatever laws they want about allowing someone to be their union to be sanctified. But given the fact we have a separation of church and state, I don't think that that is necessarily, in fact, I don't think it is the purview of the state to do that.
I feel like, you know, I'm 48 years old. I'm just looking at the society going in the toilet. That, you know, that's just my personal opinion. You know, you got the hip-hop generation, they're acting crazy. Now you got this marijuana issue being pushed. Now they're, you know, they're smoking this fake marijuana stuff. You know, I work somewhere where I see the damaging effects of a society. You know, I see the gay couples come in together. I see the marijuana.
Brian, no, wait a minute. Explain to me how, first of all, as you know, Eric, the major drug of abuse in this country was never cocaine. It was never marijuana. It has always been alcohol. And alcohol, the attempt to outlaw alcohol, as you know, was disastrous in this country. It gave a huge foothold to organized crime. So, but let's take drugs out of the mix temporarily, because the major drug of abuse is legal. So, and in fact, now supposedly the gateway drug is also legal. We'll see what happens. But explain to me how two men loving each other or two women loving each other is in any way deteriorate society. Tell me how that works.
Well, to me, I think it goes against, you know, once again, to me, it goes against the law of the father. I mean, you know.
Okay, I got that. But how does that actually affect you? Affect society or you or the neighborhood?
And like I said, in my personal experience, it's creating, if you allow me to say it, but it's creating a very crazy generation. And it's creating a generation that has no morals or standards. You know what I mean? Like, when we were coming up, we had morals and standards. You know, our parents, grandparents were there for us. And I'm seeing it. It's deteriorating society. And
how does the two women, how does that impact the morality of, first of all, that most of the people, I don't know how old the people that you're talking about are. If, let's say, the millennials, all right? So you're saying 20-year-olds. Most of the people who are talking about gay marriage are not 20 years old.
Right.
They're 40 and 50 and 60 and 70.
No, there's an increase. As a matter of fact, there's a very high increase with teenage homosexuality, teenage females.
Well, we don't know that there's an increase. We just know that it's more visible than it was.
There's a lot of it.
Let me just tell you, as a psychologist, one of the things that I know, again, I was talking with somebody about this morning. Monica, hang on, I'll get to you in just a sec. Is that one out of every four live births in this country is born to a woman under the age of 19? One of the things about gay, you know, about teenagers being gay, because you don't have to worry about pregnancy anymore. So, and if you asked me what I thought was going to deteriorate our society more quickly, gay marriage or young teenage mothers, children raising children, let me tell you which I choose.
Yeah.
Because one will doom you to second-class citizenship, to a life of poverty, to a single single parenting. And I think those in are much more dangerous to the fabric of our society. And as we were talking about earlier, if we get that huge economic separation between the very wealthy and the very poor, there's nothing like a teenage pregnancy to doom that. When you're talking about 25% of all births are born to a woman under the age of 19, and the vast majority of those girls are not married. If you get girl on girl, nobody gets pregnant. If you get man on man, nobody gets pregnant. And I'm not suggesting that this is the answer, but I'm saying if you're talking about deterioration of society,
it's so complex.
Teenage pregnancy worries me a lot more than people who want to pay their taxes together.
Yeah. It's a very complex issue, you know, because, you know, there's so many subjects there, morality, standards, and, you know, like you said, just the freedom thing and, you know, but that's just my personal opinion. You know, I actually really don't like it. I really don't like to see, and then it's going to the point where they're raising children. I just wish they'd leave the kids alone. I wish people would just leave kids alone, let kids live their lives to be a kid like I did. You know,
well, I think you need adults around to help kids. I think kids can't raise themselves. Because, Eric, you know what happens if kids raise themselves? Do you know what they eat for lunch? They eat Taco Bell. Gotcha.
I'll let you Eric, know. I know you got to keep your, you know, calls coming in. But I enjoy talking to you, Dr. Joe.
Well, Eric,
like I said, I call you a lot of times, and
I know you
had a relationship problem before and stuff like that. So,
listen, I hope the Taco Bell settles well in your tummy, and now you've given everybody recommendations. Listen, folks, if you go to Taco Bell and get the chicken thing, just tell them Eric sent you. Okay?
It's delicious, Chipotle. It is delicious.
All right, how much does it cost, Eric?
$369.
There you go. Okay. All righty. He's the man. Hey, Eric, you know we're starting on Friday? We're doing the SNAP challenge, which is living on for a week on $6 a day, which is what welfare payments are.
Wow.
You want to do that?
That's pretty tough.
All right. No Taco Bell for you. That's already half of your daily allowance. See if you want to do it with us. Monica, you'll be next. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-375-69. Monica, thanks for being patient. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a very good friend who just sent me a text yesterday that she's trying to patch things up with her ex-husband. They've been divorced for 2 years. And her and I have been friends for 20-some years, very good friends.
Okay.
And he is not a very good person at all. I don't ever want to be around him again. He's come after me before.
Come after you in what
physically.
Way? I mean, to hurt you or sexually?
Hurt me.
Why? Because he knows you don't like him?
No, that's the, no, I don't really know why. I think he doesn't ever take responsibility for the things that he's done, and it's a lot easier to blame me, I guess, for his divorce. I had nothing to do with it. I really don't know why he came after me, but he's just not a very good person. He's come after her 17-year-old son. He's now 18, almost 19, and he doesn't live at home anymore. He's joined the military. but we're supposed to meet tonight to talk about this, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know
okay,
where my boundaries are.
You and your friend, or you and your friend and her ex?
Oh, God, no, I won't be in a room with him. I don't want to be in the vicinity of him. When I see people who resemble him, it strikes fear. I will never be in a room with him.
Okay, got it. Okay, I hear that. Did he actually hurt you?
No, because I'm quick.
Good.
Yes.
Stay away from Taco Bell. They'll slow you right down.
Yes.
All right.
And I want to express my concern to her, but it's her life, and I just I don't know what to say.
All right. So when she knows about your difficulties with him, right? I mean, you haven't been silent about it. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. So. All right, this isn't where we're going to end up, but let's start here. Pretend I'm your friend. What do you want to say to me?
A million things that I shouldn't.
Well, that's all right. Get them out, because I'm not going to tell her.
I don't know how she's come to this decision with such a monster. Like, why is
You're doing great. So that's a very intelligent, appropriate question that, believe it or not, could be neutral if you take the monster phrase out. Just saying, look, I'm your friend. I'm just curious about how you came to this decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great start. Excellent. Okay?
Right.
Because then she's either going to say, I just love him, at which point you might as well shut up because there's no argument about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you going to do? She may say, I'm lonely, at which point you might be able to say, well, I hear that. Let's talk, maybe would you like me to talk with you, or would you like me to help you look at options about loneliness? In other words, that's an excellent, excellent opening because it's mm-hmm. seemingly neutral. You can't say the M word. You can't say monster in there, but you can say.
I wouldn't.
Well, okay. That's why I want you to practice with me, because you can say anything with me, and then I'll say, no, we're not going to say that. But saying, gee, I've been your friend for 25 years. I'm just curious, can you tell me how you got to that point? And then listen to what she says, because it may be that within that, it's going to be very clear to you that no matter what you say, she's going to go through it, and she needs a friend now. And so you can, let me back off a little bit and give you, because I was in a very similar situation with a woman that I knew fairly well. And nearly as long as you've known your friend, but she and I had done some work together, and she was dating a married man.
Oh.
And she wanted to tell me all about this. And I said, look, I'm your friend. And I'll give you one other example. It's a little less sexy, but the same issue. I said, I'm your friend, and I'm willing to listen to you, but understand that this runs so far afoul of anything that makes any sense to me. And to which she responded, you're just bitter. Which was exactly what you want to hear from your friend. You're trying really hard to be careful and objective and not judgmental, and she nails you. So it became evident at that moment that what I should say is, okay, let's just agree to disagree about this, because there was nothing I could say at that moment. She was so defensive and so angry that there was just nothing to be done about it. And as much as I tried to say, look, There are reasons, I can explain the reasons if you want, but she wasn't going to hear it. She had already, because anybody who didn't agree with her was her enemy. She might as well have run for Congress at that moment. Okay, second example was similar, but not quite as, well, it probably was just as emotional for the person. I have a friend who, honestly, to the bottom of her little flat feet, believes that she was kidnapped by aliens, anal probe, the whole thing. Okay. And to make it even more complicated, she believes that I am part of the new order, that I have been anointed to be part of the new order. So it's both this, wildly, as far as I'm concerned, phantasmagorical kind of experience that she believes, absolutely. And to make it more complicated, that I'm this is all terribly important because I'm now, it's flattering. So what I finally said to her was, look, I love you dearly. I will talk with you about anything except this. And it's not because I don't want to be put in the position of either agreeing with you and being a hypocrite. I'm a psychologist underneath all of this. but I don't want to judge you. I don't want to agree or disagree. Let's just talk about something else. And we have and can. Now, I admit that the relationships in both cases weren't able to be maintained on the same level because they were both, in both cases, they were incredibly emotional issues. And what people do, which I took me a long time to figure out, is it's not only because I'm Joy, it's because I'm Dr. Joy. So they want the sort of good housekeeping seal of approval. If a psychologist says this is okay, then it must be. And so when I don't, they get understandably unhappy with me. So, but you have the advantage of, I mean, you have a long friendship here, and you have the advantage of being able to be curious, not furious, not judgmental. And then you will have a very clear reading very early on, depending on how she explains this to you. And she may not be willing to, at which point you might as well just drop it. Because what you want to say to her is, I'm here for you. You know, if there's something I could do to help, let me know. And you
yes
may
know, because I really don't. That's lower part of my dilemma lays is because I don't want to be any part of her relationship with him. Like,
okay,
how
I was going
to draw a line.
You read my mind. That was the other thing I was going to add, that you can say, I'll be here for you in any way except dealing with the two of you together, because I just I can't do that. And I could go into detail with you, but I really don't want to, because that my perception of Henry is so significantly different than yours, and my experience with him is so significantly different, and my guess is he's not going to be any more excited about dealing with me than I'm about dealing with him. So understand that I will support you no matter what you do, whether I agree or not, because you're my friend. And there, I'm sure there are things that I've done that you really don't necessarily agree with, but our friendship is important to both of us. So either we don't talk about it, or there's the tacit approval that I will never say I told you so. I will be here if you need me. And you could put that restriction right in. You can put it at the dinner tonight of saying, explain to me why you're doing this. And, well, you know, I'm lonely, or I need the money, or he says he's changed. And you don't have to have an opinion on it. You really don't. But what you can say is, I love you. I respect you. I trust you in most things. And the only restriction I would put on this is that that you don't ask me to. I will not ask you to go against your beliefs, but you need to not ask me to go against mine. So we can just take this off the table. I will see you privately. It's just one of those. And again, and I give you one more example. I had gay friends, which seems particularly appropriate to today's discussion. And one of them beat the daylights out of the other one. He slugged him. And domestic violence is a major issue in my life in terms of where I put time and money and support. And no, nobody's ever hit me. But but it is something I feel strongly about. And so I said to him, I can be your friend, but I cannot participate with both of you, because as far as I'm concerned, when he hits you, and you may have hit him as well, I mean, you both may be lunatics, but I knew you first, and I can't go along with this, because to have dinner with you, to be at your place, would, for me, implies that I'm willing to accept that this happened, and I can't. So I will see you separately, but I cannot do this. And I'm not asking you to accept my point of view, to endorse it. I'm just saying that this is something we're going to have to disagree about. We're going to agree to disagree.
That's
let me put you on hold, and if you need some more, I'll put you with Manny, and I'll give you as much time as you need, because you were very patient waiting for me. All right?
Okay.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94
844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Janie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Joy. A couple of years ago, you talked about how to get a baby to sleep through the night. And right. My husband and I have just adopted a baby, and he's 4 months old, and we're not okay. Sleeping.
Okay. Like, alrighty, here's the deal. Absolutely. Okay. You're presumably not breastfeeding, you're bottle feeding, yes?
Right, yep.
Okay. So how often do you feed the little charmer?
About every 3 hours right now.
Okay. So it's not on demand. You don't do it any closer than every 3 hours, right?
No. And so okay. We try to put him down at night at 7:30, and then he's getting up at 12:30, and then between 3 and 4.
Okay. So here's the deal. So he's used to being fed every 3 hours. All right. Yeah. So I would take the 7:30 feeding, and actually the 7:30 feeding is okay. Between at 7:30, feed him takes 20 minutes. Who feeds the baby usually? You do or your husband does?
I do the 7:30, then my husband does the last two at night.
Okay, here's the deal. From now on, it's 7:30, feed the baby. And it actually doesn't make any difference because you're not breastfeeding. But you need to keep that baby awake. Baby's okay. Not going to want to stay awake. All right?
No.
Baby's going to want to go right back to sleep. You're going to keep him awake. You're going to play with him. You're going to talk with him. You're going to put him in the baby bouncer. Got to keep the baby awake. Okay? And he's not going to like this. He's going to get cranky.
Right.
And then, all right, so we fed him at 7:30. Instead of waiting till 10:30, we're going to feed him at 10. So about 2.5 hours. You can't do it any more frequently than about 2.5 hours because his stomach won't have drained enough. So feed him at 10. So you fed him at 7:30, feed him again at 10 rather than 10:30, okay? Then everybody goes to bed. Everybody goes to bed. Now you can shift this back a little bit. So instead you can do the whole thing. So instead of everybody going to bed at 10, and he should put on about 4 or 5 hours at that moment. Okay, which still gets you up in the middle of the night. So the other thing that you can do is instead of doing the 7:30, you can do the, let's say, make it 7 and then make it 10 and then make it, which is kind of late, and then make it like 12:30. But that's, and he should put on 6 or 7 hours at that moment. That may be a little late for you guys. But the idea is that you keep him on the 3 to 3.5 hour during the day. At night, you piggyback the last two feedings so that they're no closer than 2.5 hours apart, just about 2.5 hours, because a whole lot more than that, his stomach, because you're feeding him about every 3 hours. If you can move the daytime screening feedings to about 3.5, even 3:15 will help you a little bit just to get off. That, you know, the three hours is kind of borderline. If you can make it a little longer, that may work. But the idea being, because what you want is the difference between how he's fed during the day and then piggybacking two of them 2.5 hours apart rather than 3.5 hours apart at night. Then everybody goes to bed. As soon as you have to keep him awake during the night feedings. Because if he goes to sleep, he's going to go right back into three and a half hours. So you have to keep him awake. He's going to be cranky as the very Dickens, but keep him awake, play with him, which should be kind of fun, except he's going to be cranky. And then you feed him. 2.5 hours, everybody goes to bed. So you can shift the so everybody goes to bed instead of 10, you can do it 11. But the idea, that's why adding the 3 to 3.5 during the day may help you. And he should start putting on 6 hours pretty frequently.
Okay, so could we do it even closer, like the 6:30 or 7? Because we get up at 5.
Sure.
So sure. It's like the 6:30 and then fed him at 9?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, I couldn't remember what it was, but I knew that you were going to have the answer to this.
Yeah, and what you do, but the crucial part, you're absolutely welcome. The crucial part is you've got to keep him awake that whole time. If he goes to sleep, he's just going to go right back into the schedule.
Right.
But everybody goes to sleep at 9, which means he should probably wake up 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, which should give you at least 6 hours.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And then at 6 months, you can probably start, depending on how big he is and what the pediatrician says and stuff like that, and assuming he doesn't have allergies, to start putting a little bit of Pablum in the night one so you can get him a little bit more through the day, through the night.
Okay.
And make sure that you get the really super absorbent Pampers cloth diapers are great for the environment, but they're not nearly as absorbent. And if you're going to use cloth diapers during the day, fine. But use their super absorbent ones because they wake up, and we all know what happens, or most of us do. We just don't admit it, that when you get wet, it's nice and warm, and then it gets really cold. So and that'll wake him up. So.
Okay. Well, thanks again.
Have fun. Yeah.
Okay. And thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. You know, this is, in some circles, I am known as Saint Joy the Divine because of this, because it really does work. The idea is that the babies are if not tabula rosa, they're pretty close to it. They're basically blank slates. And I'm convinced in the hospitals, and although nobody stays in hospitals very long anymore, that they wake up, they play with the babies at night. So babies wake up in the middle of the night and think, okay, groovy. Not to mention human beings are atavistic, and night is scarier than daytime. But so the clue is that you piggyback two feedings close enough together, but you have to keep the baby awake. And then he should basically sleep through at least one of the feedings, most of the feedings, okay? Actually does work. So there you go. Manny, do you have any other questions? I know that was crucial on your list. I think
Well, it's something if I ever do end up having kids, that's something.
Everybody calls me about it. I mean, yeah. I have actually gotten calls from complete strangers who say, you don't know me, but you know this person, and they said that you got their baby to sleep through the night. So can you tell me how to do it?
That's great.
So, yeah, it is. And it's one of those things that's not inherently obvious because you think, well, okay, you know, I got to be on the baby schedule. And the answer is, no, you don't. The baby, you know, the baby will still love you, and you'll be okay. But it is, you have to keep the baby away. Baby is not happy about that, okay? Because baby's used to, you know, eating and sleeping and pooping, and that's it. But it's really nice when parents can do things like sleep. Or the pooping is something I walk away from. Alrighty, what have I got now? I've got about a minute, right?
Yep, a little over a minute here.
A little over a minute. My guess is that we can't do the Supreme Court, the other question. I'll tell you what. I don't want to start that and then have to break in the middle because, you know, it's an important issue.
It is.
Is that I will mention to you again that we're doing an encore presentation of our interview about Manny Pacquiao because they're doing the fight of the century, which has only been used like probably 15,000 times. The Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, which is supposed to be, they're saying that it's $200 million supposedly.
Yep.
The first fight of the century was in 1910 with Jack Johnson and James Jeffrey in 1910. So there you go. Mm. So we apparently can have multiple fights of the century. There are many of them. There you go. Alrighty, so that'll be on Friday, the last segment of the program. For the next segment of the program, we're going to talk a little bit about one more person, at least, or who want to argue about gay marriage in front of the Supreme Court. I'm sitting in for the Supreme Court today. Also talk about the Oriole game that's happening, but with no spectators. And I'll tell you about Broadway. Alright, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.